Deep Change, Part 8. Deep Spirituality. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction feature. Deep Change, Deep Destiny, Deep Purpose, Deep Grace, Deep Awareness, Deep Transparency, Deep Spirituality. Getting prepared, select your Bible translation. This should be one you easily understand, but is also accurate. If you select the message or voice, it would be wise to use the NIV or NAS, ESV to confirm accuracy. Additionally, read in whatever format is easiest for you to comprehend as much as possible, DVD, audio, digital, print, or have someone read to you, select your journal. Make this fun. Find one that combines writing space with an opportunity to create or paste visuals. Select your pen. Multiple colors add clarity and vibrancy to your study. Select your music device. You can use any digital device or music service. If you don't have access to one of these, borrow one from a friend, or visit a local spot, where you can engage in deep reflection while enjoying their soundtrack or radio station. Create your spiritual advisory circle, a combination of 3 to 6 family or friends who you trust to help you change. See stage number 4 in Deep Change. Your progress toward change is greatly enhanced when you share your daily journey with others, understanding the theme. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. 11. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10-12 NIV. The powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, are what stands between you and deep change. We can become deceived and blame ourselves or someone else for our lack of change, but this is an unspiritual attitude. The enemy of our progress, growth, and change arises from the dark unseen world. This is why the only way we can ever change is if we understand the futility of human wisdom, ability, or effort. Deep change is only possible if we embrace deep spirituality, and relying on God watch the miraculous transformation only He can work in our lives. Daily reading. Read Ephesians chapter 6 at a moderate to slow pace. Read it again, but this time underline or circle words that help you understand the spiritual struggle we face every day, and what we can do to be victorious. Select a verse or set of verses to write in your journal to remind you that God has chosen you for something unique and special, and He will overcome the forces of darkness to make this dream come true. 3 big questions: do you believe in or doubt the reality of the spiritual struggle between the forces of light and darkness? Explain your answer. What has been the impact of the spiritual struggle on your life? If you believe in the spiritual struggle, then describe how you see the impact in your own life. If you doubt the spiritual struggle, then deepen your understanding by listing out 3 to 5 more biblical doubts you may have about the scriptures. How do the scriptures teach we can be victorious in the spiritual struggle between light and darkness? How might you use these principles to overcome your doubts? One big paragraph, one big prayer. Deep spirituality is about understanding and entering the unseen world. In fact, it is about considering the unseen reality of life to be of greater significance than what we see. Spend some time writing about your belief in or doubts about the spiritual world, and use it as a great opportunity to talk with God. Perhaps you want to ask God why He has made spirituality so difficult to grasp? Maybe you want to share with God that His approach doesn't work, and that people find the Harry Potter series more believable than Scripture? On the other hand, you might be someone who is all in on the spiritual world, believing it clarifies your life struggles and successes. You probably can't wait to reach deeper into your heart and faith, so you can walk with God in a more powerful way. No matter where you stand, spend this time engaged with God, and ask Him to give you greater clarity about and faith in the spiritual world. Ask Him to incline your heart to be spiritual rather than humanistic, so you can overcome your human limits, and fulfill the destiny and purpose for which God has called you. Develop your soundtrack. After your prayer, spend a few minutes selecting an additional song for your spiritual soundtrack. This song should explain something of how you have felt during this quiet time. This soundtrack will provide background sound, so even when you are in the midst of a number of people, or a significant amount of noise, you can allow your mind and heart to enter deep reflection. Create your visuals. Select, draw, or take a picture so you can place it in your journal. Your goal with this visual is to be able to take one look at the picture, and remember exactly what you learned, how you felt and what you were thinking today. Share your discovery. Since this is the end of our study and contemplation of deep change, this is a good time to settle on 1 to 3 things you are going to change, so you can see the dream of God's purpose and destiny for your life become a reality. Share these things with your spiritual circle of advisors, and ask for their prayers and support. After this, get out there and lay claim to the vision God has laid on your heart.